Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Aleph, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Amud Beis. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we returned to the original topic of the daf, Perek Gidanosha, and that is the halachos of Gidanosha. And the Mishnah Berurah Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanakam in Rabbi Yehuda, whether there's an Isser Gidanosha on a non-kosher animal, or there's no Isser Gidanosha with a non-kosher animal. The Tanakam says, Noyeg B'tahoyra, V'inu Noyeg B'tmeya. Gidanosha applies to a kosher animal, but a non-kosher animal does not have the halacha of Gidanosha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af B'tmeya. I think we're brought a brisa that clarified Rabbi Yehuda's position, and that is that if somebody eats the Gidanosha from a behemoth tmeya, he's going to be like Ishtayim. He gets malchus for eating part of a non-kosher animal. He's also going to get malchus for eating the gidanosha. In other words, a machlekes tanam. If somebody eats the gidanosha of a non-kosher animal, does he get malchus? Was he over the iser gidanosha or was he not? At first glance, this shaila should be tully in a much more global shaila, which is whether we say iser chalal iser or ein iser chalal iser. There's a big machloikis in Shas whether something that's aser can become aser again. There's a man noma that says ein iser chalal iser. When the Torah stated isurim, what the Torah was saying was that if something is mutter and now meets this criteria, it's going to become aser. But something that's anyways aser can't become aser again. There's a shita in Shas that holds Isser Chalal Isser. There's a shita that holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but given certain criteria, then you would say Isser Chalal Isser. What's known as Isser Koilel, Isser Moisif, Isser Chomer. So the backdrop of today's daf is the halach of Gid Hanasha, specifically Gid Hanasha in a Behemah Tmeya, but really the lumdis, as it relates to the halachic principles of today's daf, it ties very much into the sugyas of Isser Chalal Isser. Either way, the Gemara begins with a braisa that really is a hemshach of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Guf, ha'ichel gidanosha shal behemet meya. If somebody eats the gidanosha shal behemet meya, Rebbe Mechayim Shtayim, Rebbe says he gets malchus twice. V'Rab Shimon Poit, and Rab Shimon says you don't get malchus at all. Now, we already explained Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says you get malchus twice. Number one, you ate from behemet meya. Number two, you get malchus because you ate the gidanosha. And even though the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that ein iser chal al iser, but iser gidanosha is different, shekeni surah lebnei noyach, and something that's also lebnei noyach has a chumrah. The chumrah manifests itself that although ordinarily ein iser chalal iser over here, iser is going to be chalal iser. But the Gemara is going to discuss now Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon says potter. Potter sounds like you don't get malchus at all. There's no malchus for eating part of a non-kosher animal. There's also no malchus for eating the gidanosh. And the Gemara says Reb Shimon manav shach I iser chalal iser. If Reb Shimon holds iser chalal iser l'chayiv nami mishum gid, then you should get two malchus. And ein iser chalal iser. And if he holds ein iser chalal iser l'chayiv mishum tumah dekodem, then at the very least you should get malchus for the fact that you ate from a behemah tmeya, which was chronologically the iser that was chal first, as we saw in yesterday's stuff. The iser tumah is chal as soon as the animal is a fetus. The iser gidhanosha is not chal until it's niskashru evorav begidin, which is at somewhat of a later stage. But manav shach, even if Rav Shimon holds ein iser chal al iser, that just means there shouldn't be two malkiyos. But Rav Shimon says potter, it sounds like you're not over at all. V'i ein begidim anayis and tam. And if you're going to tell me Rav Shimon holds ein begidim anayis and tam, and that's why there's no iser toma, because really the gid is not considered a Michael, it's only in the context of Gidanosha, where the Torah said Al Kain, Lo Yoichu B'nei Yisrael as Gidanosha, that it's even a Shaila, or it's even possible to be over for eating a Gid. But if that's the case, that means there's no Isser Toma. If there's no Isser Toma, then there's no Ein Isser Chal Al Isser as it relates to the Gidanosha, then L'chayiv Mishum Gid, you should chayiv for the Gid. But what's Pashup Shana Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says you're not going to be chayiv at all. Oh my, Rabbi says, L'ilim Kusov Ein Begidim B'nei Yisrael Tam. You have to say Reb Shimon holds Ein Begidim B'nei Yisrael Tam. That's why there's no Malkus for Toma. What's the Kasha? Let there be Malkus for Gidanosha. V'shani Yosem, Dama Kro, Al-Kain Lo Yoichu B'nei Yisrael as Gidanosha. And we learn from that Pasuk, Misha Gida Yosur B'sare Mutter. The Pasuk's talking about an animal where you're allowed to eat the animal, you just can't eat the Gid. It's over there that the Torah said there's an Issa Gidanosha. Yotzeh Sazu, Shegidai Aser, Ubesara Yaser, as opposed to a non-kosher animal, where the entire animal is off limits. Such an animal, where it's not the Gid that's Aser, it's the entire animal that's Aser, doesn't have a Gid, Issa Gidanosha at all. Either way, it would seem from this Gemara that really there's four possibilities, if you break it down, what the halacha would be if somebody eats the gid anasha of a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is one extreme. He holds yichayev shnayim. You get malchus for eating part of a non-kosher animal. You also get malchus for eating the gid anasha. You get malchus feeding the non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds yesh begidim enoisin tam. So if you can't eat a non-kosher animal, you can't eat the gid anasha of a non-kosher animal. Additionally, Rabbi Yehuda holds you over for gid hanasha. And although Rabbi Yehuda shita is a nisachal oliser, but you can't eat sur lebnei noach, over here you are going to be over the second iser as well. The other extreme is Rabbi Shimon shita, Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon says you're not going to be over at all. What's pshat of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds in begidim enoisin tam. So you're not over for eating the gid of a non-kosher animal. Animal because the gid is ke'etz ba'alma, it's not considered food. Thus, when the Torah says don't eat from a non-kosher animal, it did not mean don't eat the sinew of the non-kosher animal. Additionally, Rav Shimon has a drush in the pasuk that says the issa gid anashu was never said for a non-kosher animal. And then you have the Tanakama in the Mishnah. Tanakama in the Mishnah seems to say that you would get malchus. You would get malchus, but only one malchus. Not like Rabbi Yehuda that you like Ishtayim, and not like Rabbi Shimon that you're going to be potter. What are you going to get malchus for? So there's really two ways you can go about it. If the Tanakama holds yesh begidim enoisin tam and ein nisachal aliser, and he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you say isachal aliser where it's yisur lebenayach, then you're going to get malchus feeding from a behemoth mate because that's the issa that was chal first. If the Tanakama holds ein begidim benoisin tam, then you're not going to get malchus feeding from a behemoth meya, but assuming he doesn't hold that Reb Shimon, he doesn't hold that this drasha, that the iser gid anasha is only true for kosher animals, meaning the iser gid anasha is true even for non-kosher animals, then the iser you would get malchus for is feeding from the gid anasha. L'may nafkimina hasra. It makes a very big difference, because you can't get malchus unless you get hasra. So if this person who's eating the gid anasha of a non-kosher animal, Tanakama says you're going to get malchus. One malchus. What's the malchus for? Is the malchus for eating from a non-kosher animal, or is it from eating from the gid anasha? Just from a basic Dafyoimi learning of this Gemara, there's really two possibilities. It depends on if he holds a Reb Shimon's drasha, Isser Chalal Isser, Yesh Begidim Enoisin Tam, Ein Begidim Enoisin Tam. This is basic back of the envelope arithmetic. Either way, there's four possibilities what the halacha would be if somebody eats the Gid Anasha of a behemoth may. Regardless, the Gemara is going to go May Inyan Le Inyan, Ba'oise Inyan, Amarav Yehuda Marav, Oichel Gid Anasha Shal Nevevo. What if somebody eats the Gid Anasha of a kosher animal, but it was a Nevevo? So it's a kosher animal, it's a cow, but it's a nevela. Thus, you're not allowed to eat it. What's the halacha with the gid anasha of such an animal? Meaning the Mishnah was discussing the gid anasha of a non-kosher animal, the gid anasha of a chazer. Now we're discussing the gid anasha of a kosher animal that's not kosher because it didn't have a proper shechita. It was a nevela. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda heard in the name of Rav, that it's a machlokes tanoim. Rav Meir mechayev shtayim. Rav Meir says you can be chayev two, v'chachamim oymein chayev alachas. Chachamim say you only get to be chayev one. Says the Gemara, moidu chacham l'Rav Meir, v'chachamim amoidu to Rav Meir, ba'ichol gid anasha. Shall oila, if somebody eats the gid anasha of kachin, such as a carbon oila, or v'shal sharaniskal, or if somebody eats the gid anasha of a sharaniskal, which is aser bahana, shechayev shtayim, over there you're going to be chayev shtayim. So before the next line of Gemara, so what's the beer in the machloikis, Rav Meir in the Chachamim? So Rav Yehuda said, I heard in the name of Rav, who said over that there's a machloikis tanoi, not Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon like we had in the previous Gemara, but rather Rav Meir in the Chachamim, if somebody eats the gid anasha of a kosher animal, that's an avela. Rav Meir says that it's pashit, you're going to be over gid anasha, and you're going to be over is an avela as well. The Chachamim say, Einei chayiv alachas. Now, which achas are you going to be chayiv according to the Chachamim? It's pashit that you're going to be chayiv for the gid anasha. The reason the Chachamim hold you only chayiv achas has to be because ein iser chal. There's no drushes over here. It's because of ein iser chal al iser. The iser gid anasha is chal before the iser nevela. Obviously, the iser nevela is not chal until the animal dies. The iser gid anasha is chal while the animal is still alive. So the iser gid anasha is first. Thus, the Chachamim hold you over for the Isser Gid Anasha, not for the Isser Nevela, whereas Rav Meir holds you're going to be over for the Isser Gid Anasha and for the Isser Nevela. Now, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's going to be clear that Rav Meir also holds Ein Nisa Chal al Isser. The reason he holds you're going to be over for the Isser Nevela is because Isser Nevela, being Chal on Isser Gid Anasha, is one of the carve-outs. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. It meets one of the safe harbors in the laws of Ein Nisa Chal al Isser, meaning ordinarily Ein Nisa Chal al Isser. But there are times where Isser, for the attorneys, are chal al iser. So, for example, iser koil. Iser koil means where the second iser is koil more than the first iser. Iser nevela is koil more than iser gid anasha. Why? It's very simple. This gedanasha affects one sinew, one of the 365 gidin. That's all it affects. Isinavela affects the entire animal. All the basar in the animal are included in the isinavela. So Rav Meir says that being that the isinavela is koilel more than the isinavela, thus, even though I ordinarily hold anus a chalalis, so over here, this is going to be chalalis. If that's the case, it comes out that the chachamim hold anus a chalalis, or even when it's isinavela. So we have a shita like chachamim who are less lehu iser koil ein iser chalal iser even nevel on top of gidan asha, despite the fact that nevel on gidan asha really is koil. Clearly, they hold that ein iser chalal iser even when there's iser koil. Stating that, Rav Yehuda said another halacha in the name of Rav. Umoidim chachamim l'Rav Meir, that the chachamim umoidim to Rav Meir, then when it comes to the gidan asha of inoila or a shoran niskal, over there you're going to be chayiv shtayim. There, we're going to be mighty. What's the pshat? So, plus you're going to tell me, because Oila is more than just Gidanasha, because Sharaniskal is more than just Gidanasha. The problem is, we just said that the Chachamim don't hold this a koil. So, if they don't hold this a koil, despite the fact that Nevela is more than Gidanasha, so why are they mighty when it comes to Oila, when it comes to Sharaniskal? The Teretz is, because Oila and Sharaniskal is not more quantitatively, it's more qualitatively. The way Nevela is more than Gidanasha, Gidanasha affects one gid. Nevela affects more quantity. It affects the entire animal. Oila is more in echos. It's more qualitatively. Gidanasha is a loisase. If somebody eats from the Gidanasha, he gets malchus. It's a regular loisase. Oila, in addition to the Isser Achila, if somebody eats kachim, he's getting involved in Me'ila. There's also an Isser Hana. Sharanisko is also Asabana. So it affects the gid more qualitatively speaking. The Gemara refers to it as Isser Chamur. Taisva says, don't confuse this with Isser Moisif, Ayin Shah. But the point is that the Gemara refers to it as Isser Chamur, which comes out then that although the Chachamim are less lu Isser Koilu, they hold that if the second Isser is more Chamur qualitatively, there the halacha would be that they would agree. Isser Chalal Isser, says the Gemara. Uman Haytana. So now that we have information about the Chachamim, let's try to figure out who this anonymous Chachamim is. Man, I tanned the Bissakoil is a Chalal is a Leslu, but Issakoil is a Chomer Isle. You see, the Chachamim don't hold of it, your classic Issakoil. Thus, if somebody eats the Gidanash of an Avela, we say in Ainis a Chalal is an Avela, despite the fact that an Avela is Issakoil, because it's Koil more than the Gidanash. Gidanash only affects this one Gid, whereas Issa Avela infects the entire animal. Stating that, where it's Issakoil is a Chomer, such as Oila and Sharanisko, which is more why is it more chomer? Because it's also Asa Bana as opposed to Gidanasha, which is Mutter Bana. There they do all this. Oh my Rav, Rav said Rav Yosi Agli. It's Rav Yosi Agli. I can tell you who the Chacham is. At the time we know into the Mishnah, Tamish Achal Kodesh. So we know we're familiar with the laws of Tumas Mikdash VeKadosh. It always comes up, and the laws of Tumas Mikdash VeKadosh really mean one of two things. Sometimes it's referring to someone that's Tame that either ate Kachim or entered the Beis Hamikdash. Alternatively, it could be referring to someone that's tahar, that ate kachim that was tameh. And it's a very big difference. If someone's tameh and he eats kachim, in addition to be over an iser, it's also chi of karas. If someone's tahar and he eats kachim that's tameh, there's no iser karas. So tumas haguf is more chamer than tumas hachefza. So if the person is tameh, what's known as tumas haguf, there's drashes, there's even a chi of karas, as opposed to if it's the person was tahar and he just ate a davar tamei, there is no chiv kar. So we have a Mishnah. Tamei sha'ach al kodesh. Someone that was tamei, he ate kodesh. Ben kodesh, tamei, ben kodesh. It doesn't matter if the kachem was tamei or tahar. Chayef. He's going to be chayef. Means chayef chattas if he does a b'shoigig. He's over the issachar. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili Yomer, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, tamei sha'ach al satar chayef. If someone was tamei and he ate kachem that was tahar, he's going to be chayef. But tamei sha'ach al satar chayef. If someone tamei ate kachem that was tamei, pati is going to be potter. The reason is, shalay yachal el a davar tamei. Being that he only ate a davar tamei, we have a machlokes with Yosef Aglili and the Tanakama in this Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, incidentally, Masechta Zvachim. So we have a machlokes with Yosef Aglili and the Tanakama. If someone was Tame and he ate Kachim Tame, does he get Karis? Is there a Chi of Chattas or is there no Chi of Chattas? Tame Sha'achal Kachim Tar, for sure. The question is, what about Tame Sha'achal Tame? Amru Lai. So the Chachamim told Rabbi Yosef Aglili a very geshmakatayna. Av Tame Sha'achal Asatar, Kimin Shanagabai Tamu. I don't understand. How could you tell me that if someone's Tame and he eats Kachim Tame, he's going to be potter? Every single time a Tame eats Kachim, before he eats it, he touched it. When he touched it, he was Matamet. So by the time he ate it, it was already Tameh. So if that's the case, every case of Tameh she'achal kachem, even Tahar, is a case of Tameh she'achal kachem Tameh. And still you see, he's chayef. So how could you, Rabbi Yosef, really tell me that a Tameh she'achal kachem Tameh is going to be potter? Says the Gemara, Shapra coming later, Rabbanu Rabbi Yosef, l'chayef, it's a good taina. Amar Rava, Rava said, I'll explain to you. You're right. In a case where the person was first Tameh, and then the Basar became Tameh, Rabbi Yosef clearly agrees he's chayef. And therefore, he agrees to what the Chachamim said. You're 100% right. If someone's Tameh and he eats Kachem Tahar and then he's Metamit, he's going to be Chayiv in that case. It's always that way. And you're going to be Chayiv. If the person became Tameh before the Basar became Tameh, then he's going to be Chayiv. The Issachar is Kadim, because the Issachar came first, and being that the Issachar of Tumas HaGuf is an Issachar, you don't say later when the Kachem became Tameh, now the Issachar falls away. There's nowhere for it to go. Therefore, you're going to be Chayiv. Keep pleading. When Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says Alacha, that a Tameh, Sha'achal Kachem Tameh, is going to be Potev, and Nidma, Basar Bach Nidma Guf. That's only if first the Basar became Tameh, and then he became Tameh. Rabban, the Rabbanon hold of Isser Koil. The Migdum Chayiv Achatichas Tahiris Ta'alma Mechayiv Nami Achaticha Tmeya. They hold Isser Koil. They hold that even though when the Basar was Tameh, this person was not allowed to eat it, now that he became Tameh, it's going to be Chal Isser Tumas HaGuf as well. Why? The reason it's going to be Chal is because the Isser Tumas HaGuf is Koil more than the Isser Tumas Basar. Tumas Basar only affected this one piece of meat. So if there's a piece of kachem that's Tameh, no one's allowed to eat it. Now that the person became Tameh, he can't eat all kachem in the world. So obviously, the second Isser affects more. Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's the Isser Koil. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't hold of Isser Koil. The Migul Ayamrina, he doesn't hold of this Migul. And as a result, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Enachinami, if the person became Tameh first and then the kachem became Tameh, you'll be chayiv. Like the Rabbanon proved from every case of Tameh she'achal es hakachem. But at the same time, if first the Basa became Tommy, and then the person became Tommy, over the year not going to be chayv. But what's the bottom line? Bottom line is you have a shittas Rabbi Yosef Glili in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Vav, where Rabbi Yosef Glili seems to say that even though there is a concept of Isser Koil, he's less than Isser Koil. Zok the Gemara, man chachamim who hold that you don't say Isser Koil, it's Rabbi Yosef Glili. You see Rabbi Yosef Glili in that Mishnah tucked away in Masechta Zvachim, he holds that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser Afilu B'Makim Isser Koil. Because if he held of Isser Koil, he would hold that if there was a piece of meat that was Tameh, and then a person became Tameh. If he ate that meat, he would be chayef for the Issa Tumas HaGuf, because Issa Tumas HaGuf is koil more than the Issa Tumas Basif. And the fact that he holds that even in that case, Ein Issa Chal Lisser, you see, he holds Ein Issa Chal Lisser, even where it's an Isser koil. Now, Rashi points out that we had an objective. Man hayt chachamim. Who's the chachamim that hold Ein Issa Chal Lisser, even by Issa koil? But if the second Issa is more chamor, then they do hold Issa Koil. The Gemara said it's Rabbi Yosef Glili. Really, we only proved the first half. We just found from Rabbi Yosef Glili that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Ein Issa Chal Al Issa Afilu B'Malka Issa Koil. But where do you see in Rabbi Yosef Glili that he holds that if the second Issa would be more Chamer, such as Oyla and Shara and Isko being Chal and Gidan Asha, Umoydim Chacham L'Ramer, you don't have a proof to that. Rashi points out that that's true, and Rashi doesn't really give much of an explanation. But he just says that Enchanami, the Gemara is just proving the first half as relates to the second half. The Gemara must know that in Svara. But either way, the Gemara, just to be clear, did not prove everything it set out to prove. The Gemara was trying to say, man, hay chachamim, that hold, you don't say Isser Koilo, but you do say Isser Chamer. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef Glili, all we proved was that Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't hold of Isser Koilo. We did not prove, clearly, that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds of Isser Chamer, but must be that the Gemara held that in Svara, everyone's going to hold that Isser Chamer is definitely going to work. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili, he did Isser Koilo last little bit, Isser Kal. You have Isser Chamer, you have Isser Kal. If we just said that Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't hold of Isser Koil, but he's the Chachamim in the Braisa that we brought earlier, as it relates to the halachas of Gidan Asher by the Veil or Gidan Asher by Ilan Shar Niskel, it means that even Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't hold of Isser Koil, but he holds of Isser Koil when it's more Chamer. Tainis the Gemara, in that Mishnah, Mesechta Zvachim, L'chayre, the second Isser, is more Chamer than the first Isser. Because what was the first Isser? The first Isser was the fact that there was kachem that was Tameh. Now let it eat kachem that's Tameh. So right now that's Isser. The second Isser was the fact that the person became Tameh, Tumas HaGuf. So the Gemara referred to it as an Isser Koil. You see, basically it doesn't hold of Isser Koil. But the time is the Gemara is more than just an Isser Koil. It's an Isser Chamer as well. Why is it an Isser Chamer? Because Tumas HaGuf has Karis. As opposed to Tumas Basa, it doesn't have Karis. It's afraid the Gemara, Nihid Isser Koil, less of Isser Koil. You have a Isser Chamer, you have a Isser Koil. My near Tumas HaGuf. Sherei Tumas HaGuf, be Karis. Rav Ashi said, man, lay me on Tumas HaGuf. guf chamur. How do you know tumas guf is more chamur? Tumas tumas basa chamur. The less lay tire be mikva. You're right. On some level, tumas guf is more chamur because karis. But at the same time, when a person's tameh, he can go to the mikva. If basa is tameh, there's nothing you can do with it. And as a result, says the gemara, maybe that's a chumra, and that's why even though Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a visa koil when it's more chamur, such as oyla and. Shor and Nisko being chal on Gedanasha, but that's not an example of Isser Chamer. It says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the Gemara, Leslo Isser Kailo. Is Rabbi Yosi Aglili not hold of Isser Kailo? Meaning we have more information about Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We said, who's the Chamer that doesn't hold of Isser Kailo? So the Gemara says, it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Tanya, we have another Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Shabbos Vime Kippurim. Shabbos fell out on Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos. And somebody went ahead and he did Melacha B'shoikik. How do you know that this person now is going to be chayev two chatos? He's going to be chayev a chatos for Shabbos, and he's going to be chayev a chatos for Yom Kippur. Talmud Loimar, it says Shabbosi, and it says Yom Kippurim. Sheishes Yomim Tasa Malach Veim Hashvi Shabbos Shabbos Mikro Kedosh Kom Lecho Lo Yisasu Shabbosi Lashem. It says Shabbosi. With regards to Yom Kippur, it says Ach Baasal Achidish Hashvi. I said Yom Kippurim. Who? Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos, he, Yom HaKippurim, who? Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that teaches me somehow that you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos b'fnei Atzmai and you're going to be chayiv for Yom Kippur b'fnei Atzmai. Rabbi Kiva says, Eini chayiv alachas. You can only be chayiv one. What's the kasha? The kasha is, how can you be chayiv for both? How can you be chayiv for Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Now, if you hold of Isser Koilel, I understand that you can be chayiv for both at the same time. Because you'll tell me that each one is koilel more than the other. Yom Kippur has more than Shabbos. Because Yom Kippur has additional Yisurim. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It's supposed to Shabbos, where there's a mitzvah to eat. Shabbos has more than Yom Kippur. Shabbos has more chomer. There's an iseskila. As opposed to Yom Kippur, which is merely, that's the Ein Bein, the Mishnah, the first back of Pesachas Megillah, where it's merely a chi of karas. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yosi Aglili doesn't hold a visa koilel, then how could Rabbi Yosi Aglili in this Mishnah say that you're going to be chayiv both for Shabbos and for Yom Kippur? Now, what's the obvious question? They're both chalba vasachas. So if they're both chalba vasachas, when is it Shabbos? Right? When the sun sets. Rebbeinu Tam, Shkia, Bein Hashmashes. But the same time it's Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur. This tais for Shabbos, this tais for Yom Kippur. Luchura, it's all the same thing. So Rashi asks the Kasha. It's a long Rashi. Ayin Shom. But either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now we're saying now, though, who's the Chacham that doesn't hold the Mizra Koyos? Rabbi Yisrael Lili. How do we know that for the Mishnah Masechtas Vachem? So we want Rabbi Yisrael Lili to be the Tan and the Brizer with regards to Gedan Asha. Here, I'm a Mufurish Rabbi Yisrael Lili with regards to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yisrael Lili seems to hold of Issachal Alisra. I feel a bit of Koyos, a bit of Moisif. Because otherwise, how could there be Shabbos and Yom Kippur? You're going to be Chayiv both for Shabbos and for Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Shalach Rovin, Mishum de Rabbi Yisrael Bechanin, Kachat Sosha Mishnah. I'm going to tell you how you have to learn this Mishnah. The epoch. You flip it around. You have to say that really it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili who said that Eini Chayiv al Achas, and it's Rabbi Akiva that said you're going to be Chayiv Shtak. Why does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold you only Chayiv Achas? Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili is Shitasai, who's less with Isser Koil, says the Gemara. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yaakov bar Giyur Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. The Devrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili said there was a telegram that came Mishum Rabbi Yochanan in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, who said as follows. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, based on the edited Girsa in the Brice, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, if somebody does Malacha B'Shoigig on Yom Kippur Chalias B'Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv only once. L'may Da'afchon Shogag B'Shabbos V'Hezad B'Yom HaKippurim. If somebody was a Shogig with regards to Shabbos and he was amazed with regards to Yom Kippur, I mean, he didn't chapu with Shabbos, but he knew it was Yom Kippur, he was doing Malacha. Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv Chatas for the fact that he was a Shogig on Shabbos. He's at B'Shabbos Shogig B'Yom HaKippurim, but if it was in the reverse, let's say he was amazed with regards to Shabbos. But he was a shoyger with regards to Yom Kippur. Potter, you're going to be potter. Interesting. So Rabbi Yochanan said that, you know what the beer in Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the way we had it in the original Brice, Rabbi Akiva, the edited Brice, is Rabbi Yosi Aglili who says that Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, you can be chayiv atchas. Which achas are you going to be chayiv for? So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not either or, it's only Shabbos. Shabbos you're going to be chayiv for, not for Yom Kippur. My taima, meicha teisi, amr Abaya. Abaya said as far, Shabbos kviya v'kaima, Yom Kippur beidina. Dika kavile, because Shabbos came before Yom Kippur. Shabbos is mamish from Sheish Yisimei Bereshis. Yom Kippur, that requires Bezdin. That's at a later time. The point is that Shabbos is loy mishpata b'chayra, because Shabbos was here first. So in the sugya of Enes and Chal Alisa, the fact that Shabbos is kvi v'kaima, it's automatic. It doesn't need Bezdin. It's Sheish Yisimei Bereshis. It goes back to the days of creation. So it's for that reason, Shabbos is considered the meyuchas here. It's first. as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is going to be second. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Abaya, it's a nice svara, but soif, travayu badi adadi kasu. How could such a svara penetrate the sugyas of Einis Achal Alissa? Einis Achal Alissa, which issa was chal first? They both chal at the same time. Shabbos punked, you know, his star, if you know the rest of the story. So Shabbos goes back much further, etc. But what does it have to do with anything? In the sugyas of Einis Achal Alissa, Rava said, soif. At the end of the day, travayu badi hadadi kasu. Hello, my Rava. That's a shtickle pun. Shema dahava. So Rava said that when this message came from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that holds that you only chayav one chatas for doing a malach b'shoigik on Yom Kippur Shechalias b'Shabbos, and which one, Shabbos, the message was a little bit mixed up. And really, there were two things going on. Shmada hava. There was a shas hashma. It was a shas hashma. It was a time that there was a decree that the Jews were not allowed to observe Yom Kippur. And because they weren't allowed to observe Yom Kippur, it was a very big problem. So Chum got together and they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make a secret day. We're going to pick a day and it's going to be Yom Kippur. And the day they picked was Shabbos, which in and of itself has halachic implications. Not for today. But they decided that Shabbos is going to be Yom Kippur. And with regards to that day, they said that if somebody's going to go ahead and he's going to be a shoygig with regards to Shabbos, then he's going to have to be a Karmel Chattas. If he's going to be a shoygig with regards to Yom Kippur on that day, he's not going to be a Karmel Chattas. You know what? It's not Yom Kippur. It was just like a zecher for Yom Kippur. They didn't want there to be no Yom Kippur that year. So they decided that they couldn't make it on Yom Tishrei because everybody was going to be looking out to make sure that Jews aren't observing it. So they picked a day, they chose Shabbos, and it was on that Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which had fallen out on the same day, that Rabbi Yochanan said, so Rabbi Yochanan was saying two things. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kachat Soshal Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one that holds that you only chayav one, as it relates to the second thing Rabbi Yochanan said, that the one that you'd be chayav chattas for is the Shabbos, not Yom Kippur. He was referring to that day because it really wasn't Yom Kippur. But if it was really Yom Kippur, then of course it's either or. If you were shogeg for Shabbos, you'd bring a chatas for being a shogeg on Shabbos. And if you were shogeg for Yom Kippur, you'd bring a chatas for being a shogeg. Says the Gemara, V'sholch mitam diyami kippurim, dehoshos shabbatohu. That's the end of the beer that Rava was saying. He said that there was this year, that there was a gzeir, there was a shas hashmas. They decided that year, Shabbos should be Yom Kippur. Chink yosir Ravin, v'chol nechusi amru k'Rava. Rava came and all the Yidden came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, and they reported they all had heard the same thing for Rabbi Yochanan. That when Rabbi Yochanan said this memra as it relates to Yom Kippur Shechalias b'Shabbos, that you're only going to be chayv chatas if you're shogeg on the Shabbos, not if you're shogeg on the Yom Kippur. He wasn't referring to your classic case of Shabbos for Yom Kippurim that fall out on the same day. Over there, according to Rabbi Yisagli, chayv achas, which one? Either. It doesn't matter. He was referring to this case where it was a shas hashma. Either way, exhale. So we just concluded a sugya that relates to really a shas idea, the sugya of Issachal Alisser. And as we saw, the Gemara touched on Ein Issachal Alisser in many different contexts. It began with a Mishnah Daf Kuf Amud Beis, which discusses the halachas of Gid Anosha with regards to a behemoth meya. The Gemara went from there and discussed what about Gid Anosha that is on a kosher animal that's an avela. What about the gidanosh of kachin? What about the gidanosh of asher haniskal? We had a case of einis achal alissa with regards to someone that's tame that eats kachin. That's tame. If someone's tame, he's not allowed to eat kachin. If kachin is tame, no one's allowed to eat it. They're two independent isurim. They're related to the same sugya, but they're two independent isurim. How does that relate to the sugyas of einis achal alissa? And then finally, Shabbos v'yom kippur that fall out on the same day. If somebody does malach b'shoigig, is it going to be chayev for doing malach on Shabbos b'shoigig and Kippur b'shoigig? Both, only one. We saw machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We saw machloikis Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. We saw machloikis Rabbi Yosei Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosei Haglili and the Chachamim. So this is a sugya arucha. Trap more Gemara. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Va'alev ibn Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah proved his shita. Rabbi Yehuda said that Gid HaNosha is going to be chal even by a behemoth meya, and he said it has to be that way because the Isser Gid HaNosha goes back to the times of Yaakov Avinu, and at that time, Adayim Behemet Tmeim Mutereslam, they were letting non-kosher animals. In the times of Parshas VaYishlach, it was only Negei or kosher animals. There were no kosher animals in Parshas VaYishlach. Amru Loisa, the Chachamim told him, "B'Sinai Nemel Shemichta B'Mkomer." It's true. The Torah mentions the Isser Gid HaNosha in Parshas VaYishlach, but it wasn't said in Parshas VaYishlach. Really, it was said B'Sinai. It was just written in Parshas VaYishlach. But Enochinami, the Isser wasn't said at that time. Had it been said at that time, then it would affect even non-kosher animals. says the Gemara, Tanya, Amr Leila, Rabbi Yehuda, Chama told Rabbi Yehuda, V'chinemar, Al-Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yaakov. So in the Braisa, the Chachamim are marchiv a little bit, their argument to Rabbi Yehuda. They told Rabbi Yehuda, had it said in the Pasuk, Al-Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yaakov. So then you could hear that maybe the Loisase of Gid HaNasha was said in real time. But that's not what it says. V'aloi Loi Nemar Ela B'nei Yisrael. V'aloi Nikru B'nei Yisrael at Sinai. We know the Yidim weren't called B'nei Yisrael until Sinai. Ela says, the Chachamim B'Sinai Nemar. Being that it says B'nei Yisrael, you see that the Issa was said to B'nei Yisrael at the time that the Jews were called B'nei Yisrael, which is Sinai. Ela Shenichtav Bim Koyma. It was written in the Parashas Vayishlach. Why? Leida Me'ezet Tam Nesalem. So we should have a time of the Krah. So we should know why there's an Issa Gid HaNasha. Masav Rava. Rava said, is it true that the Jews were not called B'nei Yisrael until Har Sinai? There's a pasuk. Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Es Yaakov Avia. It says that B'nei Yisrael carried Yaakov Avinu. This is in Parashas Vayichi when they went to bury Yaakov Avinu in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. So you see that the Jews were referred to as B'nei Yisrael. So says the Gemara La'achar Maisa that you're right. After Parshas Vayishlach, it could be the Yidden were referred to as B'nai Yisrael. But in Parshas Vayishlach, for sure they're not referred to yet as B'nai Yisrael. Because where the Pasuk says, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nai Yisrael, the whole mention of Yisrael is the fact that the Malach referred to Yaakov Avinu as Yisrael. And that wouldn't be enough for now the Torah to use that word Yisrael and refer to the Jews as B'nai Yisrael. But then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to the name Yisrael, at that point, by Parashas Vayechi, that had already happened, it could be the Jews would be referred to as B'nai Yisrael. So Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Breda Rav asked Rav Ashi, if that's the case, Mahi Shaita Litzer. I mean, it sounds like there is some turning point where the Jews are now referred to as B'nai Yisrael, which is even before Har Sinai. How do you know that? You see that in Parashas Vayechi. It's not Parashas Vayishlach, I hear. But you see it a little bit later. Kadosh Baruch Hu is masking to the name Yisrael. And from that point forward, the Jews will be referred to as B'nai Yisrael. So, Freik the Gemara, at that point at least, let the Issa Gid HaNasha have gone into effect. And at that point, there was still no behemoth Tahiris. So, shouldn't that right to be a right to Rabbi Yehuda that Issa Gid HaNasha is true, even for a behemoth? Mayo, Amalei. So, Rav Ashi told Rav Acha Breda Rava, Vichi Torah, Pa'amim Nitma. Was the Torah given multiple times? It wasn't given multiple times. There's only two possibilities of when the Issa Gid HaNasha was given. It was either given b'shas ma'isa and b'shas vayishlach, or it was given by Maimon Hasina. But to say that the Issa Gid HaNasha was given at some random time doesn't make any sense. So being that it's written in Parashas Vayishlach, you would think that maybe it was given in Parashas Vayishlach. The problem is the Chachamim are telling Rabbi Yehuda that in Parashas Vayishlach, the Yidden are referred to as B'nai Yisrael. So as a result, if the Yidden are referred to there as B'nai Yisrael, you see that it's not written, so to speak, in real time. If that's the case, when would it be? The only other option is Matan Torah, because it's not a stabber that it would have been given anywhere between Parashas Vayishlach and Matan Torah. Alam the Shadaf, in the sugis over here of Ta'an Ke'ikah that we're going through way, way, way too quick. Even if we did a few raid bites, it would be too fast. So we're going through this way too quickly. So I just thought that as it relates to raid, just to lighten up the daffin a little bit, to speak out a Dover Nifla from the Beis Medrash of Hagoyin, Hasinai, the Oiker Harim, Rav Reuven Margolis, and this is from his Sefer, L'cheker Shein Mois V'Kinuyim B'Talmud. Now, why are we going to speak out now from that Sefer? So speak out a good shtick of Rav Reuven Margolis. I don't think we need an excuse. Stating that, a few days ago, we had, I think it was on Daf Tzadik Vav, the Gemara mentioned a Yid by the name of Bar Piuli. Bar Piuli was removing the Gid HaNasha, and he was doing it in the presence of the great Amora Shmuel. And Shmuel gave him a little musser, and he got so scared that he dropped his knife. But there was a menaker whose name was Bar Piuli. And in the Tzutzeyar, on that Gemara, Rav Reuven Margolis says, take a look at what I wrote in my Sefer L'Shemais, L'cheker Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud, and on page Yud Aleph, I give a shout out to Bar Piuli and I say something about his name. So, taking the lead of Rav Reuven Margolis, we're going to go through a little bit the beginning of the Sefer L'cheker Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud, specifically chapter 1, and that's called Psidonim B'Talmud, pseudonyms in the Talmud. So what's a pseudonym? A pseudonym is like a nickname, a pen name, not real name that sometimes was used. And Rav Reuven Margolis has a mechkar how you find that there were different Tanom and Amoraim that are mentioned in Shas who were known not by their real name, but rather by some sort of pseudonym. Truth is, this is something that over the years
we've talked about it, scattered in some of the raid bites. And really, the Mara, the Shmaita, to this inyan is Rav Tzvi Hershchayes. It's in a sefer Mavaya Talmud Perik Yudzayin, and this is the way Rav Margolis starts his mechka. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. Oid matzasi davar chadash, says Rav Tzvi Hershchayes. I found a davar chadash. Shahar bechachamim, that there are many chachamim whose name is mentioned very infrequently in Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. Bahalacha achas, maybe this chacham had one halacha that is attributed to him. Oy ba'agada achas, maybe it's not even in a halacha. It's nedvar agada. Yet nikra b'chol eis rak al shem oy salacha. Yet he was known, in my opinion, by a name that's associated with that halacha that he said. K'moy Rabbi Yitzchak Migdolan. This is very famous. He says there's an Amora, his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Migdolan. He's mentioned in Perek Eilu Metzias, Michsechtes Bava Metzias, Daf Chafei Amanav. The Mishnah over there says that if somebody's walking in the street and he saw Shloisha Matbeo Yizeh Agavzeh, he saw three coins that were stacked one on top of the other. So the halacha is Chayv Lahachris, you can't keep that Matbeo, even though Mois Mefuzara is, the halacha is your ladder keep, that's from the Metzias that are Shaloi. But if you saw them stacked, then the halacha is not. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah. So Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah said, "V'hu she'asuyin kim migdalah." The only time this is true is if they were stacked like a migdal. They were stacked like a tower. Says Rabbi Tzvi Hershchayes that you have a chacham. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah. What kind of name is Migdalah? Never heard such a name. So he says, let's be honest. It's probably because of this halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah said above a mitzvah, chafei, v'hu she'asuyin kim migdal. And that's probably why he was known by that name. It's a pseudonym. It's not his real name. It wasn't at the bris where they said, Yikari Shema B'Yisrael, Yitzchak Migdalah. That's probably not what it was. But rather, it was asuyin kim migdal. That's a halacha that he said. And he became known based on this halacha. V'chei motzinu chacham echad, she'shmoy Rab Zuhumoy. He said, there's a chacham whose name was Rab Zuhumoy. And he said, it's pasha to me, Nesha Amar Adin. Because he's the one that said in Brachis Nun Gimel Amid Beis Kishem Shemizuim Pasal Avoida. If a kohen smelled, he had a reyach ra that was coming from him, he wasn't allowed to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Kach Pasal of Bracha. So too, if you have someone who's mezuam, he's somebody that smells, he would not be allowed to lead the benching. Rab Zehumai Punkt is the one that said a halacha regarding mezuam. He was known as Rab Zuhumai because he's the author of this halacha. He said, "V'nikra chacham echad." I found another chacham, B'shem Ben Rechumi. He's mentioned in a Gemara Masechtas Nazir Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. You know what he says in Nazir Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? He turns to Abaya and he asks him, Akasha, what would be if somebody says Hareini Nazir? And then another person would say, V'ani. Me too. Now, specifically, the case was where he said, Hareini Nazir Kishiyehili Ben. And the other person went and he said, me too. What's the halacha? Did he mean to be Mekabel Naziris as well? When that person has a child, or maybe when I have a child, or Dilma, maybe what he meant to say was, Rachim Nolach Kavasi. You're so excited, you want to have this child so badly. You're even making a Nedav and a Davat HaKadosh Baruch Hareini Nazir Kishiyehili Ben. I'm telling, when you have this child, Rachim Nolach Kavasi, I'm going to love this child like it's my own. I'm going to take care of this child. Ben Rechumi is mentioned one place in Shas. It was a halacha where someone asks, where somebody said Hareini Nazir Kishiyehili Ben, and the other person said Va'ani. Does he mean Rachim Nolach Kavasi? He says Pashit. He was the one who asked this shayla, and that's why he was known as Ben Ruchami. He said V'chei Motzino B'Yerushalmi Perakam De Megillah Shehiksha Veliyo Makre BeIsser Bamos. Gemara says it's a pas Veliyo Novi to bring Karbanos at a time where there's an Isser Bamos. Va'amar Rab Simloi Dibura. But Rab Simloi Dibura said that it says in the pasuk, Ukidvarcha Asisi, Vechulu, Vechulu. I never heard of Rab Simloi Dibura. And the one thing he ever said in his life was, Ukidvarcha Asisi. The only thing that's mentioned over here in Shas, I should say, is Ukidvarcha Asisi. So Zogt, Rab Tzvi Hershchayes, is it a coincidence that he became known as not the regular Rab Simloi, the Rab Simloi Dibura? It's probably because it is halacha that he said, Ukidvarcha Asisi. Either way, he concludes and he says, V'oid harbe, I have many more such examples. V'daki hu inyin chadosh, lo yisoyer by Shum Adam. There's no one ever who had this ha'ara for Hashem Haya Ba'izri Limtsay Mitzvahs. Pun intended, because it comes from Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, who's mentioned in the Perek Eilu Metzias. He said, but the Eivishter was Mezakimi, that I'm the one that brought this Indian to the world, that sometimes you have this connection between a Tana and a Meira and a Halacha that he said in Fakir. He's known by that name, not because that was his real name, but that's his pseudonym, so to speak. That's his alias. And he gets known as the Halacha that he said. Be it Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, who's mentioned by Mitzvah Chafei, Rab Zehumai, who said Halacha of Kishem Shemazum Pasal Avoid Kach Pasal Lebracha in Brachas on Gimel Amid Beis. Ben Rechumi, who's the one that said Hareini Nas Sheli Ben Va'ani, does he mean Rechim Lelach Kavasi? And Rab Samloi Dibura, who's mentioned the first parak of Yerushalmi in Mesechtes Megillah. So, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, a few aras. First of all, Rabbi Tzvi Hashchai said there was no one before him that ever had this ara. He said that if you take a look at one of the commentaries on the Maor Nevuchim that was written by Rav Moshe Narvoini, he lived in the 14th century, he was a Rishon, super commentary on the Maor, and this is in Chelek Beis Perek Chavtes, he makes this observation, and he's mefalfling it a little bit. That's 500 years before Rav Tzvi Hashchai's. He says, not just that, the Baal HaYuchsin, take a look, under Rabbi Lozer Chisma, says the Baal HaYuchsin, he was called Chisma, because he said, one Allah in Perek HaSoicher HaSapoyelim, regarding the lab of Leisach Soim Shar Bedusha. And that's why he's known as Rabbi Lozer Chisma. And he says, by the way, I found it in the Seyda Adveris as well. This is 100 years or so before Rav Tzvi Hashchai's. Regarding the Tana Rabbi Yossi HaChayrein. Why was it called Rabbi Yossi HaChayrein? Because in he said Halacha regarding one of the mumim that I mentioned in the Torah called a charum. But the bottom line is that I'm the first one that says it's not true. I found it by Rav Moshe Narvoini in his Pirush on the Meira. I found it in the Yuchsin, and I found it already in the Baal Seyda Adaris. Again, not by Arichos, but they all were Meira already. This Aris, this is not the Chiddush, really, of Rav Tzvi Hashchai's. He continues and he says that really after Rav Tzvi Hashchai's, I've seen other people work with this as well. And says, I have to be honest with you, I'm not masking to some of the things I saw. He quotes from a sefer called Koich Ve'ar. This is a pirish that was written on the Seyda Adairis. It was printed one time in Vilna in the year Tafresh Lamed Zayin, right? It's fun when you have a photographic memory. But the bottom line is it was printed one time in Tafresh Lamed Zayin in the town of Vilna. And he said that yid went, and he said he was mamish, he was mafling in this Indian in an incredible way. He went so far as to say that he believes Reb Shimon ben Lakish. That's a funny name, Lakish. What kind of name is Lakish? He said, I think Reb Shimon ben Lakish gets known as Reb Shimon ben Lakish, not because his father's name was Lakish. I don't think that's the reason. I think the reason he's known as Reb Shimon ben Lakish is because of a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah is in Parshas Vayetze, it's Parsha Ayin Gimel Yud. And the Medrash over there is talking about when Lavan made his business deal with Yaakov Avinu. We went through that business deal, if you remember, Be'iyun in the Chumash Shurim in Parshas Vayetze. We mamish went through it. And they had a deal, I'm going to get this and you're going to get that. And there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what exactly the deal was? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bikiraya de Lavan. Lavan was going to get the older ones. Reish Lakish Amar, Lakishya de Lavan. Lavan was going to get the Lakishyas, the Lakishes. He was going to get the later ones. So this, the Baal Koich Ve'ar said, that to me this whole name Lakish I always found to be interesting. And I think that the reason he was called Lakish is it, he's a Ben Lakish based on this memory that he said in Bereshis Rabbi Perek Ayin Gimel Yud. Now it's good bekiyas to shtel tzu Rav Shimon Ben Lakish to this Lakish, but to say he was known by that, this was his gevaldig chiddush that he said. He went a little bit further. He said we're familiar with the Amir of Abba Bar Mamel. He said I think the Amir was called Bar, not because his father's name was Mamel. Again, never heard a name Mamel. Who's Mamel? Mamela, right? Who's Mamel? So he said I think the reason he's called Rav Abba Bar Mamel is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra Samich Vava Mebe, where the Gemara is discussing if somebody sells a Beis Habad, what's included, what's not included. And one of the things that's included is the Mamel. And the Gemara says, my Mamel. Who answered the question? Amar Ababa Bar Mamel. So Rav Abba Bar Mamel said, I'll tell you what a Mamel is. So this Yid Baal Koich Ve'ar said that I think the reason Rav Abba Mamel is called Mamel is based on this. So Reuven Margolis is the one. We have to slow down a little bit. He said he found one memra, that one Amira who's mentioned 4,000 times in Shas and has something to do with you can't. The whole thesis is that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah is not a frequently mentioned Amira Tana. And based on that, it's Mistaber, maybe, to say Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah is called Migdalah based on the fact that he said this Halach Vus Kasuyim Kim Migdal. He said, Rabbi Tzvi Hashchai's his Mar Mekoymes are compelling. Reish Lakish is called Reish Lakish based on this one Inyan of this memory that he said, Lakisha, he said, way too hard for me to understand that. He said, besides, what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who's mentioned in Shabbos Mem Gimel, Chagiga Tes, and Yuma Nun Gimel, right? Forgot about him. He's also called ben Lakish. You have a memory that he won. Teretz is, there's something being, you could be a ben Lakish, and that's why he was called ben Lakish. Now, says Rabbi Margolis, stating that, I'm going to be made to be mixed to this yet. Because I agree. The name Lakish, I don't think is a real name. Again, we're going to take Rabbi Margolis' word for it. That's usually our policy when it comes to this, right? So, you know, the expression is you pick on someone your own size. So I'm going to take Rabbi Margolis' word. But the bottom line is Rabbi Margolis says, I'll be made to be mixed. To me, the name Lakish is a little bit of a funny name. Attack, I'm asking. But I don't think he's called Rabbi Shimon Lakish because of that. First of all, it can't be that's one out of hundreds, thousands of members of Rish Lakish. And he says, besides, but what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish? He said, well, I'll tell you what I think. I think it was a city that was known as Lakish. And he was known as Ben Lakish, not because his father's name was Lakish, but as Gevein Ayit Fin Lakish. Alukish Tigayit. And he says, by the way, Upazem Mi Yushev, that I found Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis in a Sefer Rosh Ephraim Simin Chavav, how's this for Bikias? Who brings from Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, the great Baal Masayus Hashas, Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, right? The most often quoted Shoyal in Shuvah Zayt B'Yudah, that Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin was bothered. He said, how did Rabbi Shimon Lakish become Reish Lakish? You ever think about that? How did he become Reish Lakish? What does Reish Lakish mean? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish became Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yechem et Zakkai is known as Reish Zakkai? Well, what does that mean? Reish? Oh, yeah, here, because Rabbi Shimon, so it's like, it's short, it's abbreviated for Rabbi Shimon, right? Reish, why is he called Reish Lakish? So says Rabbi Margolis, I don't think it's rachik to say. I actually believe that. He says that there was a city called Lakish, and Ez Gevein, the Murad Asr of Lakish, and that's why he was known as Reish Lakish. And he said, don't make Lutzanus from this Arab, because I saw Ephraim Zalman Margolis brings there Rabbi Shire Berlin, who dedicated his whole life to this Avodah. He much, very much, and he did not know Pshat and why Reish Lakish was known as Reish Lakish. He wasn't simply happy. Teretz is, like the Baal Koich Ve'yaris Na'ara, that there is no person Lakish, but he was from the city of Lakish, and he was also the head of Lakish. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish also came from Lakish, but he wasn't Reish Lakish because he was never the Murad Asr. But the bottom line is, Reish Lakish comes from Lakish, and he's known as Reish Lakish because he's the Murad Asr. He says, as it relates to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, he said, I'll be honest with you, I hear the Ha'ar as well. Mamel, I don't think that's a name. I don't think Mamel's a name. The problem is to say that Rabbi Abba Mamel is known as Mamel because of what he said in Chesk Sabbatim regarding someone that sells a base Sabbat, but for Basu Samachvav a base, it's impossible, right? He named Mavad Asher Rabu Hilchisa Bebavli Birushalmi, Velayi Kupal Sheneskane Biyichud Amamoreze. It's just not Makubal. It doesn't even get onto first base. It's not possible, right? Can't even be. He named, but besides, Matsinu Rabzeira Bar Mamel in Kedushin Naf Tesamar Aleph. We found Rabbi Shur Bar Mamel, Nazir Nun Vav a base. Rabbi Lili Bar Mamel in Yevamis Yud Beis Amin Aleph. So there's three more Mamels that never said a word about the Mamel. Barer Eifoy Kikulam Nikru. Not I'll shame their father was Mamel, because I agree. I never heard of a name Mamel. I'll shame Mekaimam. And by the way, you're not sure if there's a place called Mamel? Efenagamuda Erevin Chavala from the base that talks about the Anche base Mamel. Is I'll tell you even more than that. There's a Gemara above a Mitzia, Daf Kuf Tesamaral, Amra Papa, Mishum da Asisu Mimuloi, Amritu Minu Malyasa. He said that's probably what it was. It was the city Mamel that's known as Erevin Chavala from the base, and that's who all these Mamels are. Be it Rab Abba Bar Mamel, or Rab Zera Bar Mamel, Rab Shur Bar Mamel, or Rab Lili Bar Mamel. But the bottom line is, to say this about Reish Lakish and to say this about Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, this is already pushing it. I think this is too rachak. That means says, Rabbi Margolis says, I think even Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, which is mamish ground zero, this is the one everyone knows, that ground zero for this shmuz, even that I think is rachayka. I think it's rachayka. And the reason is because Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala is mentioned in other places in Shas as well. He's mentioned in Shabbos Kuflam Tes Amad Aleph, Yuma Pe Aleph Amad Beis, Nida Chavzayin Amad Aleph, Nida Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, Breishes Rabbe Perikei Va'oid, and another place as well. Miskabel Yoisner, says Rabbi Margolis, Ki Gam Hu Nikra Al Shem Mekoymoi, Migdala. You can tell me, where's Migdala? Shemuska B'Yushalmi Maisus Perigimel Halacha Aleph, Yushalmi Megillah Perigid Halacha Yud, Yushalmi Hoirius Perigimel Halacha Hei, the Eicha Rabasi Perig Beis. This is before AI, right? The Eicha Rabasi Perig Beis. Ma'isa Makim, by the way, there was another Yid whose name was Rabbi Yehuda Migdala. He didn't say anything about Bukha Suyim and Migdal. And by the way, he's mentioned in Yerushalmi Brachas Perik Tes Halacha Beis and Embraces Rabbi Perik and Gimel. So why is he known as Migdala? The Teretz is Reish Lakish is going to Yitfen Lukish, and Rabbi Avraham Mamel is giving a yid from Mamel, and Rabbi Yisrael Megdolos is giving a yid from Megdolos. So I agree with the thesis, says Rabbi Margolis. I think it's fantastic. And it's not Reb Tzvi Hashchai's Chiddush. Goes back already to Reb Moshe Narvoini in his classic commentary on the Moira. But at the same time, he says, I think Reb Yitzchak Migdolah, which is the starting point for all of this, I don't even think that's right. And certainly Reish Lakish, Reb Avraham Mamel, that's way beyond the scope. So says Reb Margolis, I'm going to give you my own list. Let me give you my list, who I think is mentioned in Bavli and Yerushalmi and Midrashim, who I think these are not real names, but these are the pseudonyms B'talmud. His akdama, by the way, is, he says, you know, so you need a license to say this sometimes, right? Even Rabbi Margolis wrote a Sefer Shem Oilam, which we talk about all the Chadamas. He has a 50-page akdama before he wrote it, because you can even write something like this. So you need a license if you're ever going to do something like this. And his license is a Mefurish Gemara Tainus Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the great Nakdim Ben Gurion. And the Gemara says, Loi Nakdim Ben Shemoy, Ela Buni Shemoy. Booney? Yeah, his name was Booney. So why was it called Nakdimoin? Because of the Maisa that happened with the Adoin, with the son, and the deal, and the bad. Remember the Chassam Sofer Gazalakim? That incredible Chassam Sofer. That Dover Godol Diber Hanavi Amarsha Yanishtikel. But the bottom line is that his name wasn't the Nakdimoin, his name was Booney. So why did they call him Nakdimoin? Shenikter Chame Bavuroi. And he says, it's interesting, by the way, ever make this observation? All the Grace of Gvirim had nicknames. All the Super Gvirim. So I don't know if this is because they have aliases, but the bottom line is all these super rich guys, no, none of them were known by their regular name. They all had pseudonyms. But either way, but you want a license to say, his name is Booney. Elamai, he's known as Nakdimon because of something that happened to him. So there could be a musik that somebody would be known by a name because of something. Because of something that not happened to him, but because of something that he said. So here's a very brief. The list is close to 40 names. This is class. And some of them are not shaykh. I'll just mention a few. He does it in alphabetical order. Kedarki Bakoidish. This is number 3. Ayoy. Remember Ayoy? I is mentioned in one place in Shas. Erevin Lamed Vav Amaleh, so one halach in Shas. Masna Adam Ali Ruvoy, a person can make it tonight regarding an Erev Tadchumin. He's mentioned the Sugya Breira, right? So a person, let's say, heard that a Chacham is going to be coming to Mizrach or Meirev, he's not sure, and he wants to make an Erev Tadchumin to be able to go here this year. Problem is, he doesn't know which way to make the Erev Tadchumin. So with the Sugya Breira, he could do it, says Rav. Leselam Asnisen. The Mishnah, even though it says you could do such a thing, it's wrong. Mid the Tani Ayoy. The Tani Ayoy, what did Ayoy say? You can't make one of these brayer dig a ruvit tachumen. Elim ba chacham lemizrach a ruvah lemizrach v'em ba lemayriv a ruvah lemayriv avol lekanu lekayla. V'hine chacham sheshmoy ayoy enoy musker oid b'shum makim. This is the only halacha that Ayoy said in Chas. Baruki al shehay mirabonon amash ein brayra umuchrochem levarer ayoy hachacham beizet zad b'mizrach b'mayriv. Right? He said you have to figure out Ayoy. It's not Ayoy. Ayoy. You have to figure out where the Ayoy is. So Nikra Halmoini Oimer Bikinoy Ayoy. That's why. Right. Pliny Almoini. Why is it calling him an Almoini? Because we don't know his real name. So he's the Pliny Almoini, whose name we don't know. He gets known as what? He gets known as Ayoy. It's because he's the one that said the halacha. You have to know Ayoy. You have to know if he's coming to the Mizr, coming to the Meir. Here's another one. Ilfa. Our favorite Amoir of all time, right? Ilfa. Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. So why was Ilfa known as Ilfa? He says, I don't know if Ilfa was his real name. I'm Choshnit. It's because the Gemara says in Tainus Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph that when Ilfa came back to Bis Medrash, right? So he saw Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Yeshiva. And Ilfa said that had I stayed in yeshiva, I'm telling you, I would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. As a matter, well, that they told him. And it's, so he said, really? You're telling me that I'm less than Rabbi Yechon? Ask me any kasha. Ask me anything. Show me a brisa. And if I can't be poshut from a Mishnah, you'll see what's going to happen. So he went. Tola nafshe beskarya desfinta. He suspended himself from the mast of a ship. And he said that if I can't figure something. One old person took him a little too literally. He says, yeah, Ilfa, you know, what's the halacha about this and that? He said, Hamani Rameir, Dama Mitzvah, Kaim Devri Ames. An Ilfa in Aramaic is a ship. He says, I think he became known as Ilfa because of this incredible story. It's a real story. Tolo Navshe Biskaria the Sphinter, where he makes this grand spectacle. He says, Miyadeyev, that's how he became known as Ulfa, because of that Maisa Shoya. But that's not really what his name was. He says, Gemara Bava Kama Dav Tzadik Tesamid Beis. The more they discuss, if somebody asks an Umin advice, and he gives him the right advice, he gives him the wrong advice. So there's a whole sugi over there. So the Gemara tells a story that somebody went to Danke and Isser. These were two money changers. One was Danke, the other one was Isser. And they asked him something, and he gave him the wrong advice, and the halacha was that they were off the hook. He says, interesting that money changers would be known as Danke and Isser, right? What's a Danke in Aramaic? Money. What's an Isser? It's money. He said, I'm assuming they were called Danke and Isser because this was their geschäft. They were money changers. He says, by the way, if that's the case, it's Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes Amad Aleph that mentions Isser Giyoyra, one time in Shas. Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes Amad Aleph. And you know what the Gemara says? He had 12,000 Zuzim, and he had it by Rav as a Pekodin. You have a guy whose name is Isser Giyoyra, and a Dreitzich Met Asach Gel. This is 12,000 Zuzim. The Teretz is, his first name was Cash, right? Isser Giyoyra, Cash Giyoyra. This is his name. So the bottom line is, it's a gedreit, and they get literally cash, by the way. This is what he's drank, Zachin. And as a result, he became known as Isser Giyoyra. This is how he's known for all generations. Ashion Bar Nidbach. Ever hear this name? Two places in Shas. Menachis Chavtes. He's also mentioned in Bava Basra Chav Beis. Funny name, Ashion Bar Nidbach. Says the rumor goes, Pasha to me why he's called Ashion Bar Nidbach. This is one nobody would ever get. He says, Pasha to me, Ashion Bar Nidbach. He said, because if you look at the halacha that he said in Bava Basra Chav Beis, he's talking about the sugis of Perkash Shutfin Alayachber, walls, mechitzes, right? So if you have two shutfin, I can't make my wall too close to your wall. It's discussing halachas related to walls. The Pasuk says in Ezra, this is Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Beshnas Chado Lekirish Malka. So this is in the first year of the reign of the king Kairish, Cyrus the Great. Kairish Malka, some to aim. So Kairish the king, he issues a decree, an edict. Beisa l'kab Yerushalem, Beisa Yisbenei. I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Asar di Dovchin Divchin, the city where the Mizbeach is, and Karbonos are going to be brought. The Ushahi Mizubalin, and the walls are going to be founded. Rumei Amen Shitin, it should be 60 amas tall. Pasye Amen Shitin. Next pasik. Nidbachin di Evan Glal Tlasa. I want the walls to be made up of rows of stone, three stones on each row. The word Ashushahi means wall, and the word Nidbachin means wall. These are very Aramaic words. Over here in Perek Vav in Sefer Ezra. But Ushoi means wall, and Nidbachim means wall. Ashion Bar Nidbach, who said two halachas. One of them is regarding, or you ever heard a name like Ashion Bar Nidbach? Said it's posh. It's because he said halacha regarding walls, and the Ovim knew these psukim in Sefer Ezra, psukim that talk about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and they knew that Ushoi is a wall, and Nidbachim is a wall, and that's how he became known as that name. Ben Bagbag, this is another famous one, right? Why was Ben Bagbag called Ben Bagbag? So it's a Tosfos in Chagig Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tosfos Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe were both the same person, right? Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe are both the same person, and they're both Ben Gerim. And what Sheikh is? Because Beis Gimel is 5, and Hey is also 5, and we know that Avram got the Hey, and Sarai got the Hey, and being that Avram and Sarah both got the Heys, so that's why they become known as Ben Bagbag and Bei Hehe. Incidentally, Rabbi Reuven Margolis says that he always thought that, I don't know if Ben Bagbag was really a Ger, but it could be Ben Bagbag was called Ben Bagbag because he's the son of a Ger. In fact, Bagbag is Ben Ger or Ben Giyoris. He says, could be his father was a Ger, and his mother was a Giyoris, and he's known as Ben Bagbag. Bag means Ben Ger, Ben Geyeres. He says, if that's the case, it would open up a little bit of our mind, because in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, there's a Tana who's known as Yehuda Ben Gerim. Is Yehuda Ben Gerim? He said, I also found in Yuma Ayin Chesamad Aleph someone whose name is Yehuda Ben Groigris. How's that for a name? Yehuda Ben Groigris. He said, I think Yehuda Ben Gerim and Yehuda Ben Groigris is the same name. Ben Gerim is like Ben Bagbag. His father's a Ger, his mother's a Ger, hence he's Ben Gerim. And Ben Groigris is the same thing. It's Ben Ger Vigyoris. Hence you end up with a name like Ben Groigris. Here's another one. There's someone, a Tana, that's mentioned one time in Shas. His name is Ben Shalkus. That's his name, Ben Shalkus. He's mentioned in Nida Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah over there says, "An Masaya Basma Menes." So we know a Ketana is allowed to do Mion. Up until what point is a Ketana allowed to do Mion? So Ben Shalkus, Oimer Achet Kalkel. until she's Molly Cyrus, that's the point that she's allowed to do it. The Gemara over there says, "Kshabasi it's Rabbi Akiva." When I went to Rabbi Akiva, Amali, Rabbi Akiva said, "Kilkul ze inye de'amau." I don't agree with this shear. And Ben Shalkus inye mak. I never heard of Ben Shalkus. So my goals. Rabbi Akiva already was Ma'ir. Never heard his shen name Ben Shalkus. So he says, "Lui the Mistafina, I don't think his name was really Ben Shalkus. I don't think his name was Ben Shalkus." He said, "But take a look at the Mishnah, Masechtas Maisers Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. It says a halacha when is an avatia chayv and Maisers Misheyisholik." And the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, what does it mean? Kisheyala al havatichim kisar. When it develops here, the word sholik could mean here, and that's why he was called Ben Shalkus, because there's one halacha from him, and halacha is that. And that's Rabbi Kivis. I never heard of Ben Shal because that wasn't his real name. This was a pseudonym, and he's called this name because this is the one halacha. This is Taka, the one halacha that he said. This goes on and on and on. He talks about Rabbi Levi Ben Sisi, who was a diach tvarim, that we say he was a diach tvarim klapi maila v'itla. He once talked very sharp to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he became a chiger, right? He was physically harmed. Why was he called Rabbi Levi Ben Sisi? He says maybe because the Medrash Tanchuma says that one of the Nesim was Gadi Ben Susi. And Gadi Ben Susi says that Tanchuma was a diach tvarim klapi maila v'hela sisya. When he was a tvarim klapi maila, something bad went up to Shamayim. So Rabbi Levi Ben Sisi, who did what Gadi Ben Susi did, and that it was Hitiach Dvarim Klapim Maila. So it's for that reason he too became known as that. One last one. He says Rabbi Yochanan. You know, the great Rabbi Yochanan is known sometimes as what? Rabbi Yochanan Nafcha. He says, if you take a look at Rashi, in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Vavam and Aleph, Rashi mutches why he was known as Rabbi Yochanan Nafcha. He brings two pshatim. One pshat is, he says, because his father was a blacksmith. And a blacksmith is a Nafcha, and that's why sometimes he's known as Bar Nafcha. And then he says another pshat is because he was very handsome. And Nafcha has something to do with being handsome. So it says at Reuven Margolis, being that Rashi said two pshatim, so it's clear Rashi didn't have a klar Masaira. So no, if you could say two, I could already say a third. And he says, maybe pshat is because the Gemara says, increases Tavcha from Aleph. The Gemara is discussing that we know ordinarily Makal on Shabbos his potter. One of the exceptions is a mekalkel ba'avara. And Rabbi Yochanan said a pshat in mekalkel ba'avara. He said benafach shanu. It's talking about a certain type of kilkel where it was done by a blacksmith. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ad kan loy neskalsa taimash al alochazu. He said I had the schus to be megala the real pshat in when mekalkel ba'avara is chayiv and when is it? It's loy shanu ella benafach. So says Rabbi Margolis. I know this is going to undermine a little bit what I said earlier. That's someone who we have hundreds or if not thousands of halachas mentioned in Shas. There's no way there's one member that he said that's going to be a giloy in why he was called by why he was called. That's why we knocked out Reish Lakish and Rebbe Bar Mamel in the beginning of this raid bite. He said, but this line, I've never seen a line like this in my life. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ad kan loy neskalsa taimash al halachazu. Rabbi Yochanan said, was so happy with the schus that he had to be megalah pshat and mekalkel ba'avara, that he said at kanlo in the skalsa tamish al halachazu. Who knows if that's not why sometimes, not always, it's usually just the great Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe sometimes he would become known. He would become known as Rabbi Yochanan Nafcha. Again, if Rashi knew pshat, I wouldn't say anything. But Rashi himself was already unsure. So Avifel already, Rashi saying two pshatim, maybe already you can go ahead and you could say a third pshat. But the bottom line is, what began with a thesis for Rab Tzvir Shchayis. He says, with regards to Rab Yitzchak Migdala, Rab Zuhumoy ben Rechumi, and Rab Simloy Dibura. And we mentioned that the Ram Nirvoini and the Bala Yuchsin already said it by Rab Elazar Chisma. They say that Doyra said it regarding Rab Yosi Achayrim. Others said it regarding Reish Lakish Rabbi Mamam, which Rabbi Margolis says, I can't even fathom. But the Maizer Rabbi Margolis went through, he went through a list of close to 40. Ayoy, Ilfa, Isser, Danke, Ashim Bar Natfach, Isser Giyoyra, Ben Bagbag and Beheye, Ben Shalkas. Oh, by the way, we left out the main one, Bar Piuli, right? We said there was Bar Piuli in Chulin Dav Tzadik Vav. So why is Bar Piuli called Bar Piuli? Because you know what it means to do a mice appeal? It means to be a menaker. It says, Bashit, that's why he was called Bar Piuli. Why else would he be known as Bar Piuli? Because this was his fach. This is what he used to do for a living. And it's for that reason that this is what he was known by, and that's why he was known as Rabbi Piuli. But the bottom line is, he says, if you look around, I found close to 40 different times where it's Baruch Hachama to me that the pseudonym that he got was based on this. The Maisa, this is chapter one in the Sefer Lechei Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud. Chapter two, he goes in a little bit of a different angle. He says, I found another thing. And this, he says, I found countless times. He says, literally countless times. And that is, you find sometimes with Tanam and Amayram would say a halacha that had something to do with their name. He said, they're not called by the name because of what they said, but because, goes the other way around. It's a chicken and an egg. It's faket. Because of their name, they had a geschmack in it. And he goes through, just giving examples, one after another. He starts from Brochus, Shabbos, right? He does a Kedarka. He was super methodical, right? Just to mention a few. Brochus, Dav Zayin, Amabez, Mizbul, David, Bibnei, Bevarchim Avshalom Benoy. I'm Rav Shimon ben Avshalom. This is not a coincidence. Rav Shimon Avshalom. You ever see him again? Rav Shimon Avshalom said, "Dalach regard Mizlav Rachel Avshalom Benoy." He said, "Take a look at Brachas Taflamin Amid Beis." Rav Chanina Kara said, "Puk Kara Karach." That's not a coincidence. He says in Brachas Lametes Amid Beis, "Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda." Maniach Prusa Betoicha Shleima. Amalei Mashmach. You just said something about Shleima. What's your name? He says, "Oh, my name's Shalman. That's my name." I don't think it's a coincidence. Shabbos Kufches on the base. I'm a Rav Le Karna Mashmach. He said Karna. Yeah, Rav the Tepach Le Karna Beine. Rav Chizda said Midas Chasidus Shanukan. He said it in three places in Shabbos. Shabbos Kufchav, Bava Metzia Nun Dalet, Chulin coming up, Kuflamin on the base. He said, you know, it's the only three places in Shas that you find the slush in Midas Chasidus Shanukan, and all three times Rav Chizda said it. I don't think it's a Chiddush. How about Shabbos Kufnan Aleph on the base? Amar Rav Chaga, Elu Bnei Adam Shaisen Kol Yemeim Kechagin. What about Erev and Nundal and Amabez? We've mentioned this in the past. Amarav Masna, Maidich Sivu, Mi Midbar, Matana, Psochem and Bez Amabez, Amarav Yehuda, Be Yehuda. He said, by the way, you know how many times Rav Yehuda the Tana talks about the region Yehuda? So, Psochem and Bez, Yevamis Memalev, Ksubas Yud Bez, Bavabasra Dav Kuf, and Bavabasra Kuf Chav Bez. Why is Rav not talking about the Galil? Why is he talking about Yehuda? He said his name was Yehuda. He had a geschmack talking about Yehuda. Yumas Namachtes Amabez, Amarav Gidl, She Gidloi Beshem Amafirish. Yuma Pezayin Amid Aleph. Amar Rab Yirmiya Me Ashpois Yorim Evyoin. Sukkim Emches. Amar Rab Eina Ushafte Mayim Besosa Mi Mayinei HaYeshua. This is, you get the theme, right? This just goes on and on and on. The sheer brilliance of putting together a piece like this is just not Negeya. Just reminds you of how Torah is Rechava Mineyam, the Breitkeit, the Sinaikeit of the Torah. There's so many Svarim that you can open where you see the Oikaharim. The Sinai of Torah is something that Rebbe Michael Golis was zeichet to b'tishakavin in such an incredible way. But either way, why we talk about this in Masechtas Chulin? Like I said, shvach excuse, because Bar Piuli was mentioned in Chulin Tzadik Vav. And Rebbe Margolis has him in his list of top 40 pseudonyms in Shas. He was known as Bar Piuli because he was a menaker, and to be menaker means you're involved in this avodah.